Proclamation number 4308 of 21st of May, 1948. Mission readiness. Prediction. In my name you shall be active. This necessitates a complete detachment from earthly things, and thus my servant's path on earth must always lead more and more away from the world. The internalization must increase and thus result in the increased working of the spirit. And this will always be connected with trials and renunciation so that the soul will detach itself more easily and only strive for more spiritual contact, so that it will mature in realization, in knowledge which corresponds to truth and which is conveyed to it through spiritual activity. If this is therefore understandable to you, you must also recognize from the increasing adversity and distress that the hour has soon struck when you should be active for me and my kingdom. You must keep yourselves ready and pay attention to my word that you are close to the end, that the time of your overall activity is only short and that I will soon appear and initiate the last act, as it is foretold through my spirit. Report all this, for the hour is near. Keep reminding your fellow human beings that I constantly point you to this day so that they will see when it comes, as I have proclaimed. And take every word seriously, for I have chosen you to be my representatives on earth, and you should firmly and steadfastly believe that everything will come true and that my plan has been determined since eternity. Through your faith you shall influence people such that they will also seriously consider a sudden change of their situation, that they will think about a quick end and seriously prepare themselves for it. And if you make my word heard to them, never forget to encourage them to increase the activity of love so that they will be able to recognize and believe the truth of my word. Love must always and constantly be preached to them. Through loving activity they must gain strength if they are weak, and through loving activity alone they can become enlightened. Thus they know the meaning and purpose of their earthly existence and their relationship as living creations to the eternal Creator. They will never attain this knowledge intellectually, but a life of love gives them fullest realization. Time is pressing and therefore your mission is to be taken seriously, and you must not miss anything if you want to serve me. But I assure you once again that you will be guided and that no path you take is of your own will, for great things are at stake. The final willingness to help is at stake, which you are still to bring to many erring souls, and I will lead you to those who need your help. And thus you can confidently hand yourselves over to my guidance until the end of your body, which will not be long in coming. For the time until the end is short and therefore it shall be used for eager activity for me, and I will support you and when you need help and give you strength to be constantly active for me. Amen.